The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Oh, Dennis Straumat from his album Cadet Roussel. And this guy's interesting. What he does is he studied Cajun music for many, many, many years. And what he does is he takes you all the way up. In this particular, this is like songs from the Cajun Midwest. And he shows you the influence of Cajun music all the way up into the state of Missouri and around that neck of the woods, and shows you how much expansion there is in this kind of music. It's pretty cool stuff. We also heard from his album, The Cajun Sessions, and he's got a lot of guest musicians on that, and he's kind of cool. He was up in this neck of the woods in, 2010, 2011, something like that, and doing some touring, and he knows what he's doing when it comes to where the Cajun music really comes from, the upper part of Louisiana and up farther. All righty, where are we at? Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs.
Mouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. But I lightly took advantage
the girl who loved me so. And I found myself a-thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? She took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time to talk. Then she told me that she loved me not with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of a train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging the money while I'll ride and sit in the train. Well, I guess your chances come up once and boy, I sure miss my hand. Still, I can't stop thinking when I hear some whistle. Why? What am I doing hanging on? Should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? What am I doing hanging around? Should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
south of Louisville, Kentucky. On I-65, I pulled into a rest stop before I pushed on through the night. I met a deadhead with a backpack, and man, I knew that guy. He asked, if you're heading south, well, I could really use the ride. But I'm only on the interstate as far as Bowling Green. Then I'm cutting west towards Memphis, where the blues don't treat you mean. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back. And I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know you won't believe me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight. So I drove while he told stories, but they started sounding weird, like he'd been to Woodstock and never came back. Said friends of his were angels, and most of them were saints, except this one guy named Judas, who he swore had been framed. Well, he believed what he was saying, but me, I had my doubts, so I pulled off at a bar hoping he might clear out. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back. Came clean, said he was Jesus Christ, and I said, yeah, and I'm Hank Williams, man, and maybe you should drive. He said, Hank was back with Audrey now, and they were doing fine, but you know that not one of us gets out of this world alive. So it's 100 miles to Memphis in the middle of the night, with those high beams surging. Just a little light. He said, life is like this two-lane road. It's a crooked deal. I said, she pulls a little to the left. Jesus, keep both hands on the wheel. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back. And I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know. Just wanted someone to talk with tonight. Said, I know you don't believe in me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight.
From his album Ashes and Bones, that's Hank and Jesus. Boy, I just like this guy. He just has fun playing his music, and he writes good stuff, and that's kind of reminiscent of John Prine's Everybody Needs Somebody They Can Talk To. When while out sailing on the ocean, while out sailing on the sea, I bumped into the Savior, and he said, pardon me. Everybody needs somebody they can talk to, someone to open up their ears and let their troubles through. This is kind of reminiscent of that old song from the very, very early 70s. Dan Weber writes great, great stuff. From his album Ashes and Bones, Ricky Skaggs before that, and the Skaggs Family on the Skaggs Family label in the New Jerusalem. And we had Mick Overton from his album Mileage in this set. And we're just going to keep rolling with one more from Ricky Skaggs. This is Inland Folk, and I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we just keep the music coming. Yes, we do. Just keeps right on coming.
This song is for the man that made us all want to play guitar, my old friend Doc Watson. Doc, I sure hope you enjoy this tribute.
Mm-hmm. about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have gotten through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. The muscle and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got as lonesome as a man can be, a dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a dreaming of a sweetheart too. We loped right on across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Oh boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. A pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. They're good horses. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
There's a silence in the Dixie wind that blows from deep within. The boys are all scattered up and down this rocky road. We've been marching south since Sailor's Creek with no shoes on our feet. And the ones who can't walk, they'll take the Central Georgia home. I'm a private in this regiment, T. Gander sends Georgia Fifth. What's left or what's become of it, well, only God would know. I enlisted when the fever swept the powder keg that Sumter lit, but all we ever wanted was to be left alone. Joined for adventure, we left with our brothers and searched for our fathers, never came back home. We fought for God and then for country, but
but we never fought for money. And for Bobby Lee, you said, take the Central Georgia home. Cold Harbor, Antietam. Spades said, boys, dig in. We did it time and time again. Then wrote to next of kin, take the Central Georgia home. And some say the war's over. Some think that it's only just begun. Where a boy once called home. But that date's just a memory, like smoke and God turned out to be the day that Bobby Lee said, take the Central Georgia home. And we joined for adventure. We left with our brothers. We searched for our father. Came back home. We fought for God and then for country, but we never fought for money. For Bobby Lee, you said, take the Central Georgia home. We fought for God and then for country, but we never fought for money. And for Bobby Lee, take the Central Georgia home.
Oh, Dan Weber, take the Central Georgia home. We're late on a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to take a break. Going to be right back for lots more music. Hang on, hang on, hang on. That we want that one right there, right there.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7. A listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Partly cloudy today and tonight, with high temperatures today reaching 81 in Moscow, 86 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows under partly cloudy skies will range from the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-80s to the lower 90s, but it will be cooling by the middle of the week.
You know, I think I can truthfully say that that is one song that someone did worse than Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan recorded that song on his very, very first album, and he sings it, you know, true Dylan style, and it's hard to listen to, but this is just as hard. But, he's, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a real interesting little EP, and this fellow's name is Jesus Aaron, and A-A-R-O-N. And he's actually a really good player. He does some interesting stuff on this album, but I wanted to see what his version of this traditional song was. And because of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, of course, there are lots and lots and lots and lots of versions of it. And this guy's right up there with Bob Dylan in terms of one that just couldn't sing it very well. Just couldn't sing it very well. Here's Casey Neal.
August of 1994, and the river ran so clear, pouring off the east side of dusty. I've squandered love's bounty in Okanagan County. I'm in London, New York, Boston, Philly, D.C., and Chi-Town.
What's gonna happen to our little town? The summer's full of thunder, the kids run and play. Mama got a new wrinkle, Papa ain't got much to say.
rust grows along the railroad track. The young folks leave, they don't come back. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The bars go up, the signs come down. And what's gonna happen to our little town? Tom lost his farm, and we lost Tom. He left in the night, I don't know where he's gone. What he'd lost, he just couldn't face. What we're losing, it can't be replaced. I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The reason we're here is the farms around. So what's gonna happen to our little town? We've seen hard times many times before. And maybe this whole thing is just one more. It never was perfect, maybe no one's to blame. To see it die like this, it's a goddamn shame. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. But what's gonna happen to our little town?
Love. passionate people in a cynical time. And it's well they remember the Chico Mendez garden, and so they nurture 100 more in its name. Even in this city where the shadows seem victorious, sunflowers stand tall and put them all to shame. And the leaves grow greener in Emma's garden, the roses grow redder in Emma's garden. Impossible color fed by impossible
coffee there. Never heard anybody. Greg Brown. There's a great live version of that on some festival album with him doing that with Taj Mahal. I think it's on one of the Newport Festival albums or something. It's really a cool version. Greg Brown on this kind of a best of album with a DVD with it. It's kind of a documentary about his life. Hey, we have to wind up the second hour of the show. Uni Unjung Shin on playlists. Fred Sharwood doing the editing. And a bunch of other folks working on this show. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Playlists at nwpr.org. And my name is Dan Marr. We still have an hour's worth to go. Yes, we do. Starting out with Lisa Hannigan and then more Greg Brown. And who knows where we're going to go with it. All righty. Just hang on because we're coming back with all kinds of good music. Hang on now.
It's 1 minute before 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for hour three of Inland Folk coming right up here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, where support for our programming comes from the Three Rivers Folklife Society. Annual Tumbleweed Acoustic Music Festival, Friday through Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Over 100 acts on 5 stages along the river in Richland's Howard Amon Park. Indoor activities include dance and music workshops and an open mic stage. Details at tumbleweedfest.org.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital in Colfax, providing a surgery center with in-house orthopedic coverage. Their specially trained team offers patient care before, during, and after surgery. Information on specialized orthopedic care and services can be found at whitmanhospital.com.